Okay, and welcome to the Sync, Synchronicity Contemplation. And we call it the Sync, S-Y-N-C, because as we sync, become aligned with our heart's desire, we become in sync with the universe seemingly outside of us, and it rearranges itself in response to the information that our syncing with our whole nature, with our heart's desire does. It's all one power, inside and out. All a wonderful wave-like communion with this larger mind, which is us in human form. So now, just sit somewhere comfortable where you won't be disturbed. And relax. You can close your eyes if you like. Now I want you to consciously and intentionally ask the larger you, your intuitive essence, please guide me. You are literally now asking for guidance from God, from universal mind. You could call them omens, synchronicities, coincidences, following the breadcrumbs of the universe. There's lots of names and lots of traditions that talk about this in religions and teachings. But you can and you will be guided to your heart's desire, and it's going to show up in what you see, in the people that you meet, in the things that come into your awareness. We're living in an aliveness. And in that aliveness of life itself, life will guide you. So now I want you to consciously and intentionally give permission to the universe to guide you now. Ask it from your heart. Do this for a few moments and I'm going to come back. Now, you can use any words. So my words is, dear universe, please give me synchronicities that help me on the way to create my heart's desire that is of benefit to all sentient beings. Dear Lord, please allow me to be a channel for your light. This is my words and they may not be your words. So whatever words or way you want to do it, I'm going to pause. And please do your own version of that now. Okay, now we have asked, now we see. As the days and the weeks and the months go by, I want you to be consciously aware of synchronicities. It could arise as things like numbers like 333 or 555 or something unusual. It could arise as somebody you haven't heard from a while contacting you. Your heart's desire will masquerade around in the seeming outside world, nudging you in the right direction. You need the ears to hear it and the eyes to see it. and act on it. The universe, given permission, will guide you. So now, look through your heart. Listen through your heart. Act through your heart. Have faith in the heart's guidance. It may not be what your head wants, but your heart will let you know what you want and guide you to actualize what it is that wants to come through you. Just know that we live in an abundant universe. The universe is literally made from love. It's abundant. Any seeming absence will have the opposite of that. Have eyes to see the opposite, the already present abundance. Whatever you seemingly don't have is already present. Synchronicities will lead you to what is already present for you. So now, expect coincidences. Let them unfold before your eyes. Whatever they look like, however they appear, it may not appear as you think it will, or through a means you think it will. It is mystical, it is magical, but at the same time, it's really quite practical, it's present. Let love be the rudder that guides your ship through the ocean of existence. Let inspiration be the wind that pushes your sails. It takes courage to let the rudder and the wind guide your boat, but I promise you, it will take you home. Not to what you think you want, but a genuine, authentic home of deep contentment if you let it. So let go and let God, or let go and just let it. We're never going to understand this universal mind or this universal intelligence, but we can understand that it will guide us. And take us to places never before imagined. So let it do its thing. Okay. So, thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you in the next video. lots of love, and bye for now.